The Challenge of the Yukon.
A king, a new husky.
King, the swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. The sweating bartender at the Black Crow Cafe worked hurriedly, filling and refilling glasses for the men shouting at him from all sides. The room was warm and crowded, thick with raucous laughter and the heavy voices of miners just in from the creek beds. At the far end of the bar, Les Peterson stood talking to a tall, thin man dressed as a prospector, a man you'd notice in any crowd. The left side of his face was marked with a jagged scar that distorted his features, giving him an unpleasant, sneering expression.
Hey, you had mighty unusual luck, didn't, mister? Ain't many men strike it rich so soon.
I've been lucky all my life. Friends used to call me Lucky Wally. Come out to the claim sometime.
Yeah, I'll do that.
The only time I see a white man to talk to is when I come in here. Well, so long, old
man. Red, fix me up another one, will you?
Well, I thought I'd find you here, Les.
Hi there, Sergeant. See, you got King right with you. How are you, boy, huh? Yeah, it's a great dog.
You bet he is, Les. Worth twice his weight in gold.
Gee, Doc, I'm supposed to meet him here for a game of poker.
I was talking to him earlier this evening. He said he'd be here.
Well, he's late as usual. He's a funny guy, Sergeant.
Oh, Doc?
Yeah, I've known him almost 2 years now. And all I can say about him, he's a sawbones. He sure don't talk much about himself.
No, he doesn't. I saw him operate once under almost impossible conditions. Pulled the patient through, too. He's a fine doctor, Les. But then every man's business is his own.
As long as he keeps it on the right side of the law. Speak of it. Here he comes now. Hey, Doc, over here. I got a feeling this is my lucky night, Sergeant.
Well, that means you think you have a chance of winning back some of that gold that's going into Doc's pocket, I suppose.
I don't think it. I know it.
Sorry if I kept you waiting, Les. Hello, Sergeant.
How are you, Doc?
Fine.
You always keep me waiting, but don't make it sound unusual. Have a drink.
That's what I'm here for.
Red! Hey, Red! Well, you have to wave a flag to get his attention tonight.
It's crowded, all right.
Here you are, Doc.
Oh, thanks, Red. What about you, Sergeant?
No, nothing for me, thanks.
Well, you know the Mounties, Doc. Always on duty. I'm telling you, I don't know how they stand it.
Well,
Now listen to my plan. We'll come back to the cabin and find you here. Don't you just do that.
The hours dragged on while Doc sat in the lonely cabin waiting for Wally McCready to return. King waited with him, listening.
So he's coming. All right, King, we're ready for him.
What the...
Come on in, Wally, and shut the door.
You. How'd you...
You look surprised. I made myself at home. Here, sit down and have some tea. Warm you up.
I am surprised. You're the last person I'd expect to meet up here, McGregor.
Why not up here? It's as good as any place else. Especially when you're a ruined man.
Oh, you're thinking of...
Yes, the trial. Of course, you don't remember it.
Well, I read about it, all right. They freed you. Never did prove who killed the old lady, did they?
They know the man who killed her made off with the emerald.
Yeah. That's interesting, Doc. Well, I'll say this much for you. You make a good cup of tea.
Glad you like it.
What are you up here for? Gold?
No. No, I came here because I knew sooner or later you would.
Me?
That's right. You always wanted to come up here and try that luck of yours.
And it's still holding out, too. Oh, I struck a claim to knock your eyes out. And it's all mine, every bit of it. Yeah, it's too bad you didn't have some of my luck, Doc. You could have used it.
I'm satisfied.
What are you looking at?
You? I'm wondering how long it'll be before you start feeling dizzy and sleepy.
Before I...
That tea you drank, Wally.
What's wrong with it?
It was a good enough way for your grandmother to die. It ought to be good enough for you.
You're poisoned.
I've waited a long time for this, and you walked right into it.
Oh, no, it can't be.
Your feet. They'll start to get numb soon.
Listen, I drank it. I drank all of it.
It'll be painless, just like going to sleep. Only you'll never wake up. You don't deserve to die painlessly.
You gotta save me. I tell you, I'll turn the whole claim over to you.
You're beginning to feel it, huh? Beginning to get dizzy?
The whole claim, every bit of gold, it's all yours. There's something that'll save me. I know there is. I remember.
I don't want your gold.
I am beginning to get dizzy. My head. Now,
I'm leaving you, Wally.
No, don't go. What do you want? Name your own price. Anything you say, you can save me, can't you?
Yes, in my bag out on the sled, I have the antidote.
Oh, bring it in. Anything you want. I'll sign all of mine over to you. I'll do anything you say. But hurry.
There's only one thing I want.
Well, what is it? Quick, what is it?
The emerald. The emerald, Wally. That's what I want.
The emerald?
Yes. You took it from the safe. You've kept it with you all these years, haven't you?
All right, it's yours.
I want it in my hands.
Well, get that step before it's too late.
You have a few more minutes. Get the emerald.
Here. It's in this pouch around my neck. Take it.
Oh, I was right. You did it because she suspected you'd been taking money from the safe.
Yes. Now you have it. Now get that stuff.
You're under arrest.
What?
You did a great job, Doc.
Well, there's nothing to it, son.
He's poisoned me. I tell you, I'll die if he doesn't.
You'll die, all right. But it'll be with a rope around your neck and not a pouch containing the MacReady emerald.
Oh, no, you don't understand.
There was nothing in that tea, Wally.
What? You mean you... You lied to me.
It was a trick.
Yes, it was a trick. I had planned to kill you. But Sergeant Preston changed my mind. I knew you murdered your grandmother, but I had to have proof.
Put these handcuffs on him, Doc. We'll take him back to Fort Munn tonight.
All right. I know when I'm licked.
Why did you insist King stay in this room with me, Sergeant?
I was afraid Wally might pull a gun on you. King's used to handling a situation like that. I did it more to protect you than anything else. This arrest and your part in it, Doc, should wipe away all the unfavorable publicity you had as a result of the trial. We'll go back to the States and take the place you deserve.
I'll never be able to thank you.
Yes, King, the case is closed.
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, is brought to you each week at this same time and originates in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.